Hey. Yeah, come in. The sleepover study session is still on. I didn't cancel it. Yeah, what do you need help with? Math? Oh, can we study math a little bit, please? We have a test tomorrow and I'm not very confident in what I know, so it would be nice if we could, do a little bit. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, great. Come in, come in, come in. We can do a little bit of calculus or the trigonometry. But I do know my sine and cosine rules if you need help. Okay, that's not good, but I can help you with that. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know how good of a teacher I am, so I'm sorry if you don't learn anything from this. All right, you can sit down here. I have everything already ready. Did you bring a calculator? All right, great. That's good. Yeah, so what parts of the sine and cosine rule do you need help with? Do you have like a textbook? No? That's fine. I have one. Let me just get it from my bag. Okay, it's a little bit heavy. Sorry. Yeah, just page 296. Yeah, there. Do you think you could do this question? Yeah, it's to find the missing, like the length of the missing side. So you would need Pythagoras basically to figure it out, but you also need the sine rule. You would need trigonometry and the Pythagorean theorem to figure that out because you see you have two angles, the right angle triangle. It's a right angle triangle and there's a 90 degrees, and you see here there's a 36 degree angle as well, and you have a 45 centimeter long line, which is opposite the 36 degree angle. So, do you know what to do? No, okay, that's fine. You need the sine rule for this. So, the sine rule is like small a over sine of a equals small b over sine of b. So, we could have sine of b be sine of 90 degrees, and the little a be. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit stuttery. I'm not really good at teaching, but you could have small a be the length of the opposite angle of 36. Well, the length of the side that's opposite the 36 degree angle. And then you could have capital A, so the sine a be 36. And then you just put b as the missing thing and just type it into your calculator and you'll find the length of the side that is opposite b. And then with that, you can find the length of the base by using the Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. But you would have to like minus it at the end and square root and everything, but I'm pretty sure you know that because Pythagoras isn't that difficult. We did it a long time ago, so it should be engraved into your head by now because a test tomorrow is about Pythagoras, and if you didn't know anything, I'm pretty sure the teacher would be disappointed. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, congratulations. That's the answer. Now write it down and you have this task finished. Do you need help with anything else maybe? Like the area of a circle or something? I know that it can be a bit complicated sometimes, especially if we don't get the formula booklet, which the teacher insists that we don't get because, we need to calculate everything and we have everything in our minds. But that's fine. We're used to it, hopefully. I hope you're used to it. Am I hungry? Yeah, of course I am. I like food, so I'm pretty much always hungry. Oh, you can make some? That'll be really nice of you. Thank you. What are you gonna make? Lasagna? Oh, lasagna. Ooh, that's one of my favorite dishes. Do you think you could navigate your way around my kitchen? It's a bit small, but it works. Yeah, I'll just like tell you where everything is, but then I'll go have a shower if you don't mind because I feel a little bit sweaty and no, I'm not nervous. No, why would I be? I mean, it's been a long day and I did sports after school, so I'm a little bit sweaty. So if you don't mind, I'll go have a shower when you make food. All right, thank you. Yeah, this is the kitchen. It's very nice and cozy. As you can see, here's the oven and the stove if you need anything, and there's a fridge, sorry, and then the eggs are on the top. The eggs? You don't need eggs. Sorry, you don't need eggs. But the cheese is in the middle shelf, and then I have actually a lasagna like base thingy, so you could use that if you want. And the tomato sauce should be in the fridge door. Like, not in it, but, like, on one of the shelves in the fridge, by the fridge door. Anyways, I'm gonna go shower now, and you take your time making food, because I like to spend my time in the shower. I'm sorry.
The shower is so nice and warm. It's very relaxing. Oh, I can't wait to have lasagna. Thank God he knows how to cook, because I'm a terrible chef. Although I would never admit it. This feels really nice. Maybe I'll wash my hair as well, because I've made lasagna before and it takes quite a while in the oven. What are you doing here? Aren't you making the food? I know it's in the oven, but aren't you gonna, like, watch it and make sure the house isn't burned down or anything? Why are you here? I'm showering. No? Then why are you here? You were hoping that we could shower together to save some water? Won't that be a little bit awkward? Because, you know, both of us will be... you'll be naked, and I'm already naked because I'm showering, and, okay. Fine, I guess we can shower together, but as long as you promise not to look, and I won't look and you won't look, okay? Just stay on your side of the shower. It's kind of cramped, but stay on your... stay on your side of the shower, and... here, have the shampoo. Sorry. Just don't look. I need a scratch. Just don't look. Oh, you're awfully close. Sorry that the shower is a bit cramped. Yeah. No. Just look away and stay on your side of the shower, and I'll be out really soon, so you don't have to worry. What are you doing? Thank you. But I told you not to look. You're not looking? Oh yeah, you have your eyes closed. But, this feels nice. Thank you. My shoulders have knots because I was moving them a lot earlier. Thank you. What's that? Why are you pressing up against me? I can feel your penis getting hard on my back. You're turned on? Why? By just giving me a massage? Hey, I told you not to look. But you're turned on by giving me a massage? That's not possible. My body isn't anything to be horny about. I don't have a really good body. No, shut up. I don't. Okay, it's an ugly body, and it's best if you don't look, because you might get turned off. Oh my God! Don't. It feels good when you rub my boobs like that. Why are you pressing against my hole? What are you doing? It hurts a little bit. I didn't say anything. No, I didn't meow. I'm not a cat girl. No, what makes you think that? You're into cat girls? I guess I could continue making those noises if you're into that. Yeah, I lied. I am a cat. a cat girl. Chest? Oh, you have a nice chest. This position is a little bit intimate, don't you think? Why are you playing with why are you playing with my pussy like that? It does feel good. It feels really good. No, I haven't had. This is really deep. That's a new angle. That's a new angle. No, I haven't felt this before. Okay. Wrap my legs around your hips. Okay. Oh my god. That's so much deeper. Down on your shoulder. What did you expect of my cat girl? Just me to sit there and take it like a good little kitty? Like your good little kitty master? Yeah. You want me to just sit there and take, you want me to could just take your cock like a good little kitty, master. Yeah. It's so big. Oh, no, I've never felt this before. Oh. Feel like claws sticking to your back. I'm sorry, master. I won't talk back, master. I don't think I can walk. I don't think I can stand. Hold me. Can you? Oh, the food. Go get the food. It's gonna start burning. I don't want the house to burn down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be a good little kitten for you, master. Go make the food. Go get the food. No, go get the food, please. I don't want the house to burn down while we're occupied. And I'm very hungry now. I'm sorry. But you made me hungry. So, yeah.